on stage. Welcome, everybody. Come on now. All right. Full house for a prayer meeting. How great is that? All right. So glad that you're here. I'm so excited about this moment and what these moments mean for the rest of the year. Even though it's the end of 21 days, I don't see this as an ending, but actually a launching. That it is a beginning and an ascending for all of us into the year. And whether you've made it to one or all or none, and this is your first one, whatever, I'm so glad you're here. Welcome, welcome, welcome. If you've never been to a Mill City prayer meeting before, so glad you're here. This is not your grandma's prayer meeting. I mean, maybe you have a crazy grandma or something like that, but I like loud prayer meetings, all right, when we gather. I mean, it's time for silence, love, a little bit of that. But it's also like when the people of God get together and raise their voices, there's just something powerful about that as well. So this is what I'm praying for, and we have prayed for tonight, that this would be a thin space between heaven and earth, a thin space where the presence of God and God's nearness feels like just that close. So, for anybody maybe who has been a part of any of our gatherings, hello to the balcony. Anybody who's been a part of our gatherings before, this finale has a little bit of a different format. So kind of pay attention here. Couple of things. One, we'll do a little more worship, but we believe that when we worship, we are praying, we're just singing our prayers. And also, we'll be doing some sitting and standing, all right? So there's not just one talk here at the beginning. We'll do kind of a couple of small talks throughout and pray and do some different things. So, kids in the room, we're so glad you're here. Yeah. And parents, way to go, especially with the littles, bringing them in. I know sometimes it can be a little bit of feeling like there's management going on and all that kind of thing, but we're so happy that they're in this environment. Well done. Well done putting your kids in an environment of prayer where they're seeing the people of God, seeking God. And so don't worry if they're a little squirmy and all that kind of stuff. We do have booklets out in the lobby, if you can see those already, where you can grab that as some kind of some prayer exercises for kids. Feel free to take those as well on your way out and utilize those throughout the year. And I hope that for many of us in the room, that maybe this isn't, like, prayer isn't your habit. That these days, a couple of weeks of this, starts to build in a habit. Our weekly practice these last couple of weeks have been set a time. And hopefully this not only helps you set a time, but also whet your appetite for meeting with God each and every day. So let's jump in here. Jossie and I, just a couple of weeks ago, went to the Passion Conference. And just for a quick trip, didn't go for the whole thing. And during that time, we were in at 55,000 18 to 25-year-olds worshiping Jesus. It was incredible. It's an incredible environment to be in. I've had the privilege of knowing Louis and Shelley Giglio and being a part of the Passion family. And we were there, and after a session, we were walking out on our way to lunch. And as we're walking out, this guy is like, "Are you Aaron Stern?" And I said, "Yes." And he said, "I used to live in Colorado Springs. I got saved in Colorado Springs, which is where we were from." And he and I was a college pastor there. And he said, "Early on in my faith, I came to your college ministry, and it was part of the formation of my faith." And I said, "Oh, well, that's so cool. Thanks for stopping me, all that." And we got to talking because we're kind of in this like little special guest area. So I was like, kind of like, "Why are you here?" And I didn't recognize him or whatever, so we got to talking, and he's the campus pastor, one of the campus pastors at Asbury University. And he is the guy that gave the chapel message that kicked off the Asbury outpouring that happened earlier this year, February, or last year, I guess it is now. So Jossie and I ended up sitting down with him and his wife and had lunch together, and had a wonderful time, and I asked him, I said, "Can you tell me, like, what prepared the way? Was there anything in particular that you felt like were preparation things that somehow created that the right environment for something like that to happen?" If you're unfamiliar with the Asbury outpouring, I encourage you to Google it and read about what happened in that time. But it ended up being 16 days long, 24 hours a day, worship and prayer, people being ministered to by God and experiencing the love of God in a significant, significant way. So, of course, we're hearing stories about what they're doing and what's happened there. And so I just want to, as I've been thinking about what he told me, told us, and reading the scriptures and preparing for the finale tonight, there's a huge correlation between what they experienced and what happened at the first outpouring of the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 1. And so I want to start in Acts 1, starting in verse 3. It says, after his suffering, that's Jesus, he presented himself to them and gave them many convincing proofs that he was alive. So this is their experience of him after he was resurrected. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command: do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. And then it says, and of course Jesus ascends into heaven, and it continues, it says, when they arrived in Jerusalem, they went upstairs to the room where they were staying. Maybe in some versions it uses the phrase the upper room. Maybe you've heard that phrase before, in the upper room. So they're waiting in the upper room. It says those who were present were Peter, James, John, and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James, son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas, son of James. They all joined together constantly in prayer, along with the woman and Mary, the mother of Jesus, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. So here they are. They waited, and they prayed. Zach is the guy's name that we had lunch with, and his wife, KP, and he said it required a couple of things. One, there was a spirit of humility and a willingness to wait. Like a willingness to linger. Like not in a rush, not like, okay, on our timeline, this is exactly how it has to work, but a willingness to wait. And an open posture towards God. And so he said, I'm going to go low. We're going to go low. It's this humility. It's not this grabbing. It's not this is how it's going to work. It's just that God, we are here. We are humble. We are vessels. We're open to you. And so we just want to be available. A humility as well as the willingness to wait. So I want us to start with just a moment of silence. And so we're going to have about 60 seconds. I just want you in some ways just to open your hands. And after the 60 seconds of silence, Joss is going to lead us in some prayer, and then I'll lead us, and then we'll go back into song, and then we'll talk and pray some more. So that's kind of going to be the format for where we're going here tonight. All right? So 60 seconds, just open your hands, open your hearts as a way of saying, like, here I am, God. Here I am. We wait on you.
God, thank you that you created us, and we are the temple in which your spirit dwells. And in your word, you speak of us, Paul speaks of us, of being these jars of clay, so that we remember the treasure, this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, persecuted, not abandoned. All of the sufferings, and yet, you, Lord, fill us. So would you pour out your Spirit, pour in your Spirit. We are vessels, and we empty, and we pour out, and we need to be filled again. Would you fill us again? Would you fill us afresh, Lord, each one, for the purposes of your work on the earth, which is the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, which is redemption, which is justice, which is mercy, which is the light dispelling darkness, which is the resurrection life for all of the earth and for each of us. So Jesus, we exalt you. Spirit of the living God, we cry out to you. Fall afresh on us. Show us how to wait. Align our hearts with yours toward ourselves, toward each other, toward the world. Give us your perspective and your provision to know what and how to be in the world. To see your kingdom come, your will be done. The goodness of the Lord and the Spirit. God, apart from you, we can do nothing. But with you, nothing is impossible. So expand our imaginations to be led with you, to be led by you. In our weakness, your strength is made perfect and your power rests upon that. So we boast all the more in our weakness and ask for the fullness of your strength, the fullness of your goodness. Lord, come, Lord Jesus. Come, Spirit of the living God. Come, reveal the Father, heart of God, and do among us and through us all that you have purposed. Hallelujah.
Yes, God, we humble ourselves before you. We humble ourselves before you. We say, Lord Jesus, that apart from you, we can do nothing. As you also just prayed, we boast in our weakness, which is so unnatural. And so would you help us to embrace our need for you. When we are weak, we feel like, help, help, we need your help. So help us to go well. Not just in this moment, not just in prayer, but in our lives, in the way that we carry ourselves, in the ways that we interact with others. Go low, humble. Humility, Lord Jesus. We choose the way of humility. We choose the way of Jesus. We choose the way of meekness. We choose the way of the cross. We choose the low way, Jesus. And the lower we go and the greater we understand our weaknesses, the greater you see. The greater you see, we see, wow, I need your strength. And look who my God is. Look what he rescued me from out of the pit. And even though I boast of my weaknesses, I know that I am a child of God, that he has given me authority. It's not my power. It's not my strength. It's not my authority. It's Jesus' authority, which he's given to me. He's calling you. These 21 days were not just to come and tell him what we need. He wants to know, are you available now? Do you feel empowered? You feel a sense of, I'm ready? Pastor, we were just saying that there's an old saying in our denomination, in our church. See, this is Friday. You do know it's Friday, right? Y'all know what happened on Friday? Y'all know what happened on Friday. People go out and they do stuff. Y'all can feel that stuff in. They do stuff. But we say this, and this ain't nothing but a Friday night party. But we didn't have to drink anything. We didn't have to take anything. And so we say, ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party. Because a Holy Ghost party just won't stop. Do I have a witness in this place? Ain't no party. You really meant that. God, I'm ready. God, I'm ready for what you have. God, I'm ready. God, we thank you now. We have waited on you. We have stood by the altar with you. We have felt the coming of the Spirit by you. Now that they said they waited and the Holy Spirit and the power of God came upon them,
Now, God, we release these people. We release this church to go back out into the highways and the byways and to their homes and to their apartments and to their neighborhoods and to their friends' house and to their neighbor's house. We want to see the Holy Ghost party. Keep on going, God. Help us today. So, God, we're praying right now that there's somebody here is saying in their spirit, I feel something, but I'm not sure. But God, I'll say, it is the awakening of God's spirit to tell you that he's with you and he's more than the world against you. And there is no weapon that anybody can try to throw at you that's going to succeed. And with boldness, you're going to go back out and be a great moving disciple. Hallelujah in this place. God, we thank you, God. God, we thank you. We thank you, God, for the new mission work. That 2024 is waiting for us. 2024 is waiting for you. So, God, we pray anointing and that power to go. God, we pray for mission. We pray for clarity. God, there is something that each of you are called to. Now that he has saved you, he now needs you to go and tell others about his power, his love, and his person. God, we thank you. God, would you give us now that witness? May we go out of this Holy Ghost party with a new witness, with a new clarity. God, would you just take us back to those places where people are dying and are broken and are hungry. And God, with this new field of love, we want to reach them today. God, we're praying for a church of reconciliation. God, that we might help people to reconcile their differences back to you. God, help us today. And then, God, not only help us to be reconcilers to the blood and the love of Christ. God, may this church find in 2024 that there is such a strong anointing here that people's chains will be broken. Oh God, I thank you right now that the chains that have held some people for so long, them chains are beginning to fall away. Very glory. There's somebody here been broken and they were feeling lonely, but in these 21 days they met a new relationship with Jesus Christ. Hey, glory, the change is falling. Move us now. God, take us from this place with a holy boldness, with a love for the world that's never been seen before. And may we crash NBC and CBS and Fox and all of those networks who are saying that we're falling apart, but we want to say, hey, no, we went into the upper room. And while we were in the upper room, a mighty power fell on us. And we're drawing one another together. And we're doing a mighty work for all. In Jesus' name. Somebody claim it today. In Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus. We go forward. We praise you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We just appreciate Dr.
James. Ain't no party in the Holy Ghost.
The upper room in Acts. The upper room isn't a one-time event. It happens over and over and over and over again. And so I just want to encourage you just to kind of take the same type of little thing. Our God, I'm waiting on you. Will you fill me and will you send me? Wait, fill, send. Every day. Sometimes every now and then you're going into like that environment and you're like, you just sit in your car just a little longer before you go into that house, you go into that workplace, you go into that school, you go into that conversation. God, I'm waiting on you. humble myself. This is not about me, this is about you. You fill me by your Holy Spirit. Do what you can, do what I can't do. No, just send me, fill me with love, power. In Jesus' name. The upper room isn't a one-time event. It happens over and over and over again. It can happen with all of us, and it can happen by yourself in your room. Just lean in, lean in, lean in, lean in as a family this year. We'll sing one more song. You guys ready? Yeah. Let's sing, let's worship, celebrate what God is and will do in this year. Beyond here. A couple of things I want to do. First of all, I want to thank some people. If you were a speaker during 21 days, you gave a 10-minute talk, will you stand? Will you stand? I know there's not all of you here tonight, so. Yeah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. The work and energy you put in. I had somebody text me actually this morning and said, I haven't been here all the time, but I listened to all of them online. And they said, the talks were like from the heart of God, like amazing, and even some like prophetic things. things in terms of things for our house. So I want to encourage you, yeah, if you weren't here and missed any, you can listen to any of them online. Just go to our prayer page. Anybody who is a prayer leader, led prayer at the end of the corporate prayer, if you would, will you please stand? We want to thank you. Yeah. Yeah, awesome. Thank you, thank you. Can we give it up for worship? Thank you, Callie and team, Nick and Chad and all of you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Also, I want to thank the prayer team. What's our prayer team? Can we honor you? Can you stand? Yes. Thank you. Jim Morrow. Amazing. Yeah, thank you. Nick came up to set the cards on the platform every day, kind of set the room, got everything right, welcome. Available for prayer on the sides throughout. Regarding these cards, they have been prayed over, some of them dozens of times. But we want them to continue to be prayed over. So they're up here for you to take. And if you take them, pray over them. Take a stack, take a few, take four, whatever you want to take, but take them so that these are being prayed over, not just for 21 days, but they keep getting prayed over all year. You never know what is happening on the other side of them, but I don't know about you, but if I had written a card and I knew that not only did I get prayed for this many times, but then somebody carried it with me throughout the year, that'd be pretty significant and meaningful. So come up and grab all the cards, and let's pray, we'll continue to pray over them this year. For some of you, maybe during 21 days, you're like, I don't want to stop. I love to pray. If you love to pray, we would love for you to join our prayer team. Where's Michelle? All right, Michelle, why don't you stand up? Michelle leads our prayer team. Thank you, Michelle. And so you can find Michelle, or you can email her, michelle@millcitychurch.org. And so maybe look for her. But if you are like, I just want to keep praying. I love this. It just sparked something in you. So if you're not already part of the prayer team, we'd love to have you join. Or maybe you want to start a prayer city group, praying maybe for a particular thing. Maybe you want to gather together and pray for kids that have wandered away, or prodigals. Maybe you want to pray for healing. Maybe you want to pray for the city, or maybe you want to pray for government leaders. Whatever. Maybe a particular prayer focus, and you want to start a city group. You talk to Marie. Is Marie in the room? She is downstairs, next to the food. All right, so Michelle, and there's Marie. Marie's right back here. So if you're interested, you can try to join the leader of your city group or be a part of one. You can email Marie, marie@millcitychurch.org, or talk to her afterwards here. And then the last thing, just want to give you a couple of instructions regarding food. We're going to break fast in the evening. All right, so food, we have food for everybody, and I just would encourage you to linger, but there's not a whole lot of space outside this room, so we actually set up all the food downstairs near outside of Griffin, the auditorium we're normally in on Sunday. So that's where all the food is, so if you want to just make your way down the stairs and down the hallway, and there's plenty for everybody. We do ask that you don't get seconds until everybody's kind of gone through the line, and parents just make sure that your kids aren't making mountains out of chicken nuggets and all that, right? So, thank you all for being here. God, we welcome your presence. We thank you for the ways that you've met us. God, we thank you that you don't just speak in 21 days, you speak in all days. And so we ask for our ears to be open to you, our hearts to be soft and receptive to you. God, we want to see your kingdom come and your will be done. In Northern Colorado, as it is in heaven. And we know that you use people. Sometimes that's mind-boggling to me, but you use us. And so, God, we say that we're available. Help us to hear your nudges. Help us to move out. Help us to be aware. Help us to be sensitive to your voice. Help us to slow down enough to hear you. Fill us to overflowing, God. We love you. We bless this food to our bodies, may it be nutritious and delicious in Jesus' name. And everybody said,
amen, amen, amen. Have a great night, everybody. Let's eat, let's hang out. See you again.